Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? Decisions, decisions. Every day we have to make them. Some decisions are easy, like do I want to go to my friend's house or stay home? Do I want to wear my red shirt or my blue one? But some decisions are much harder, and we sometimes worry and wonder about the best thing to do. That's when we need something that only God can give. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God." If any of you lack wisdom, that means if any person needs to know the right thing to do or needs to be able to understand something, let him ask of God. He can pray to God, read from God's book of wisdom, the Bible, to get the guidance he needs. Oh, we all like to think we're smart enough to figure things out for ourselves. We gather all the information, and then we think about things, and we make a decision. But can we really know the future? Can we really see all the information? No. But God can. He is omniscient. That means he knows everything. He has the wisest answer. Don't be like those who decide for themselves what they're going to be when they grow up. Ask God. He knows all about you and your future. And right now, ask God about the everyday decisions you need to make. Like, how shall I spend my free time? Who should be my close friends? How can I go about doing this school project? How can I tell my friends about Jesus? I have this extra money. How should I spend it? This book looks so interesting. But should I be reading a book about witchcraft? In all these situations, you need God's wisdom, his direction, to help you make the right decisions. As God's child, you can go to him in prayer. And in reading his word, he promises he will guide you. God sees everything. He sees your heart. He sees the future. He sees every consequence or result of your decisions. If you've never believed on the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin, you're not his child. But he has given you clear directions on how to make the decision to become his child forever. That's the most important decision you'll ever make. Won't you go right now to how to be a child of God and follow those directions? Then God can begin to give you wisdom in other decisions as well. Let's say James 5 again now. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Count how many times you read it before you can say it without looking. Was it 4 times or 6 times? Maybe you could do it in just 3 times. Now, let's sing.
I will not forget God's word. That is where his voice is heard. If we read and if we pray, we'll grow in wisdom every day. I will not forget God's word. That is where
how was your checkup today?